Agneus munda corpora nostra, et animas dieista.
Greetings, my friends. This is Teofilo de Jesus. Welcome to the first webcast or podcast for Vivificat in English. This is Teofilo de Jesus. What we're going to be doing in this podcast is Lectio Divina. And usually this is probably going to take 10 minutes, except for this podcast, which will probably last a little bit longer, because I'm going to be explaining to you what is Lectio Divina concurrently with our practice of Lectio Divina. And without further ado, we thus continue. Lectio Divina, what does it mean? It means divine reading, and refers specifically to a method of scripture reading practiced by monastics since the beginning of the Church. The early centrality of reading of sacred scripture and the meditating and praying over its meaning, it's evident in the 48th chapter of the Rule of Saint Benedict, a book written by the great saint to guide monastic life. But it was an 11th century Cartusian prior named Gigo who formalized Lectio Divina, describing the method in a letter written to a fellow religious. This letter, which has become known as Scala Paradisi, the stairway to heaven, describes a four-rungged ladder to heaven, each rung being one of the four steps in his method of Bible reading. Those steps, and Gigo's brief descriptions of them, are Lectio, or reading, which is looking on Holy Scripture with all one's will and wit. Meditatio, which is meditation, a studious in searching with the mind to know what was before concealed through, desiring proper skill. Oratio, which means prayer, is a devout desiring of the heart to get what is good and avoid what is evil. Contemplatio, or contemplation, is the lifting up of the heart to God, tasting somewhat of the heavenly sweetness and savor. Through the practice of Lectio Divina by monastics in group settings, three other steps are sometimes added to the four above, such that the steps become Statio, which is position, Lectio again, which is reading, Meditatio, which is meditation, Oratio, which is prayer, Contemplatio, which is contemplation, Colatio, which is discussion, and Actio, which is action. Statio. First, we arrange a place so it is restful, and that's what I'm going to invite you to do right now. Arrange a place so it is restful, warm, and non-distracting. This may involve the lighting of candles, the burning of incense, the shutting of doors and drawing of curtains, whatever makes you feel calm and at peace. Then we assume a bodily posture that is conducive to prayer and reading. Breathe slowly, focusing on the holy name of Jesus and nothing else until you are relaxed and able to focus your attention solely on Scripture. If your mind wanders, gently bring it back to an attention to the holy name of our Lord, breathing in and out rhythmically. And if this sounds too much like yoga or Buddhist meditation to you, please note that, unlike in Eastern prayer, which seeks to empty oneself to be open to some great nothing, we are ever mindful of the one almighty triune and transcendent God, and are trying to calm ourselves so that what we might discern, what he might reveal to us through his word, may more easily be perceived. It is good if the place chosen for Lectio Divina is a comfortable area chosen just for this and other prayerful activities. The presence of relevant icons and other visual aids to meditation can be of great benefit. Before we start, we sign ourselves in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and we pray a prayer such as this one to the Holy Spirit, or any other one that you might know. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts and minds of the faithful servants, and inflame them with the fire of thy divine love. Let us pray, O God, who by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost didst instruct the hearts of thy faithful servants. Grant us in the same spirit to discern what is right and enjoy his comfort forever, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth, one God, with thee and the same spirit, world without end. Amen. We continue now to Lectio, when we are relaxed and in a contemplative mode. We trace the sign of the cross on the book of Scripture. Kiss the cross we trace, and then open it to read. Some may want to focus on the scriptures from that day's propers. Others may want to read the Bible straight through, starting with Genesis. Others may want to focus only on the New Testament or the Psalms. We are not trying to accomplish a goal of reading X amount. We read what is easily digested at that time. Whichever selection we choose, we read it with our minds, slowly, gently, coming to an understanding of the words themselves. I have chosen to read the reading from the fifth Sunday of Easter, which is next Sunday, May the 6th, 2007, which is from the Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 31 to 33a, 34, and 35. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now let us meditate for 1 minute on this reading.
Cum patre confirmare.
Let us read the Gospel again, this time with the aim of meditating and absorbing the Word of God that we just first listened a minute ago. Let us pay attention. Let us lay aside all earthly cares. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, let us meditate for 1 minute on the Holy Gospel.
Magneus munda corpora nostra, et animas dieista, et tua protecti dextera col laudemus auctorem. Missus abarte venibat, magnam letitiam nunciabat, est Christus venturus alba matris, procreatus tamquam sposus, Dominus protegit.
Now we meditate on what we just read, visualizing it and listening for the aspect of it that reveals the divine mysteries. We're looking for the deeper spiritual meanings of the words now and read it for its anagogical or eschatological sense and its typical or allegorical sense. We consider the types and antitypes, the shadows and symbolism, in order to understand the deeper reality the Holy Spirit intends to convey by arranging nature and history as he did, thereby inspiring the writer of the text to write it as he did. In this Holy Gospel, I was, taken aback at the fact that Judas had left them before Jesus started speaking about love. Why did he do that? Was Judas so bereft of love that Jesus knew that his words were not going to be of any benefit to him? And what does it mean to be that the Son of Man is glorified? In the Old Testament, the glory of God that filled the temple is called the Shekinah. And you might remember when Solomon was inaugurating the temple, that the Shekinah glory that used to inhabit in the tabernacle, the desert, the mobile tabernacle, where God spoke to Moses, filled the temple. So now this Shekinah glory is filling or surrounding the Son of Man, and this Shekinah glory is going to surround every son and daughter of God. And how about this new commandment? Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. You won't find this in the Old Testament. This love one another. This feeling or this movement, this resolution to enact agape, charitable love, charity to your neighbor. You're not going to find it anywhere else but here in the gospel. Jesus himself sets himself as the example of this kind of agape love. And he says, as I love you, as I am this example of self-sacrificing charity, of self-sacrificing love, you must also be enact or live this self-sacrificing, selfless love to one another. Only in this way, will we be recognized as disciples of the Lord, and only in this way, this glorification, this filling of the Shekinah, which is a type of the Holy Spirit, will fill us, will feed us, will transform us into holy places unto the Lord. Yeah, it reminds me of the words of St. Paul that we are temples of the Holy Spirit, and we are so because this Shekinah glory inhabits us, indwells us in the Holy Spirit. But it only fills us and transforms us in the same measure that we are willing and able to love as the Lord loves. And that's what this passage of the scripture tells me. We now pray, we go to oratio, and we ask God for the grace to be changed by what we have read, to come more fully into being what He wants us to be, and to help us apply the moral sense of scriptures to our lives. So, how do we demonstrate this love that we ought to feel for one another, this selfless love? We do it by asking from the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to guide us and to empower us and to enable us to love one another, and to show this through the corporal and spiritual loves of mercy to our neighbor and to those who need it the most, and to expect nothing in return. That's how I feel. That's how I think that we ought to apply the moral sense of the scripture to these verses. We now move on to contemplatio. We rest in gratitude for God and His word. We praise Him. We glorify Him. We proclaim Him Lord of our lives, Lord of our families, Lord of our homes, of our communities, Lord of our country, of our nation, and on the world. We thank Him, because without Him, we are nothing. And with Him, we are new creatures. We rest in this gratitude for all the gifts that He has given us. And we ask for everything that in His grace He is willing to grant us, so that we can grow in wisdom and in grace like Jesus did in His earthly life, so that at the end of our pilgrimage and unto His coming, we can be glorified, fully glorified, becoming vessels and tabernacles of His Spirit. Share this story, share this gospel with someone close to you or with a friend, And in that way you will be fulfilling the colatio, the discussion section of Lectio Divina. And finally, go in axio, living what we have just learned. Acting on what we have just learned, asking from the Lord the strength of what we have learned. We now end with the prayer that the Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thank you, Lord, for these 20 or so minutes that we have spent with you, learning your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Unctorum et angelorum Satanam.